before there was podcasting, before there was the internet, before the CB radio, there was cassette casting. That's right. This is coming to you live from a handheld cassette recorder. My gosh, have we gone high-tech today or what? And now, some GarageBand loops. So, if this makes it to openpod.org, then you know that somehow, some way, it got from this cassette recorder to my computer by way of what? Sampling? Digitizing? Magic! Pixie dust! Hello, everybody! Welcome to this edition of One Shot Podcasting. One Shot Podcasting, you ask? What's that? That's where you will hear there's only one shot. Then I pass the baton on to the next person to do the next version of One Shot Podcasting. This podcast is modeled after the Dave Winer model of podcasting. What's the Dave Winer model of podcasting, you ask? Well, that's the one where you get a fool behind a wheel driving 70 miles an hour down the turnpike, freeway, interstate, back roads at 70, 80 miles an hour, talking to themselves. So that's what this is based on. Some fool driving fast, talking to themselves. So, what's going on? Don't know. Haven't started. Never done one before. Actually, that's not quite true. Well, that's another story. Get into that in a minute. Right now, I've got to pay a little attention to the road. Oopsie-daisy. Almost turned red on me. See? Live action. You want to hear an accident? Not me. I got to pay attention to the road. So, let's start off with the tried and true method of, let's describe the setup. What's the setup? How am I doing this? Well, first of all, let's start with the Chariot. It is a gray looking, pretty gray, looking because it's dirty, Hyundai two-door hatchback. I get 28 miles to the gallon city driving. Does pretty good. And this baby's all mine. Paid for, done, mine, in my pocket. So, that's the wheels. What about the podcast? Very high-tech. Handheld cassette recorder. That's right, microphone attached to the lapel. Oh my word, where is the world coming to? Actually, you know what? I did this back in the 70s, way back when. Moved to the States from Germany. Yep. Wasn't much of a letter writer. So in order to keep in contact with my friends, I got myself my handy cassette recorder. I lugged that baby around with me everywhere I went. When I went to the beach, I held the microphone up to the waves. You know, when I saw a good-looking chick in a bikini go by, I described it to her for my GI friends. You know, man, I could just imagine how they were drooling. But yeah, that was cassette casting back in the 70s. And now, we've got this newfangled thing called podcasting. Any fool get themselves a high-tech laptop, slap themselves a microphone on it, that's just one built into it, rattle off some words. You don't even have to know programming. You just know how to email. Take your email, send it off to someplace called Open Broadcast, Podcast, OpenCasting.com, and the world can hear you. Of course, it's very transient because it goes out. People who have got a subscription will hear it. They will delete it, and then it's gone, never to be heard from again. Use caution, the sign says. Ramp under construction. Is that ramp or rump? Ramp. Oh, well. I'm not going that way anyway. So, anyway, so back to cassette casting. Yes. So I told you what my setup was. When I get this thing back, I'm going to hook it up to my trusty iMac, use the line-in part of it, and you can download some shareware program to digitalize it off the analog onto the digital, and I'll just send it off to Open Podcast, and, you know, I'll tell you who I am, where I'm coming from, where I'm going, and then the next Open One-Shot podcaster can pick up the baton and run with it from there. Okay, so, ooh, big truck, gotta pass this truck. Oh, speaking of trucks, those days. staying up to 4 o'clock in the morning, talking to people you don't know who they are. Communications, folks. That's what it's all about. Make communication easy for people to use, and they will use it. For good, for bad, for not so good, for not so bad. That's just the way it goes. Look. You hear that? That was a truck. Yeah. I guess I should pay attention to what I'm doing also, because I wouldn't want to miss my exit. Of course, you're saying, please exit this podcast. Now, because we've had enough of this. Too bad. I'm still got more miles to go and tape left to spin. So, communications, folks. And that's why, you know, podcasting, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, Adam's already said, you know, he's like dreading or saying people hold off on the video stuff. But, you know, that's just around the corner. You know, I mean, and heck, you got these little webcams all over the place. Heck, Apple sells them pretty much with every Mac they sell these days, a little eyesight camera. Not going to be too long where email is in history. You pop yourself down in front of your computer, turn on your camera, say, hi, Mom, hi, Pop, let's get some pictures of the grandkids, you know, and send it off. And then with this podcasting technology, Mom and Pop, they don't have to go back to the computer and check to see, did the kids send us an email yet? No. It'll just be there. Every time they turn on the computer, if there's mail, it'll be there. They don't have to go looking for it. Of course, that's the next thing, turning on the computer. 3Com had a nice little internet appliance they called the Audrey. Nice little thing. It just sat there, called out 5 times a day to an internet service provider, collected email. When there's email, it blinked. Blink, blink, blink. You didn't have to do anything. All you had to do was look at the kitchen counter, at your Audrey, and if it was blinking at you, you had email. Bought 6 of those suckers. Yep. Got one to the grandparents, got one to my parents, got one at the office. Nice little tool. Only problem is the rest of the world didn't like spending $600. I didn't spend $600 either. That's why I got 6 of them, because it did cost me those $600. Nice little internet appliance. Does what it's supposed to do, does it well. Grandparents have been using it for 3 years. People send, little pictures to them, you know. They love it. They can handle that. Turning on a computer, running email, you know. Some people, they just can't handle it. Like, just like me. Don't put a scalpel on my hand, because I will not know how to cut you up properly. You know, that's just the way it goes. People think that just because technology is everywhere, everyone should know how to use it. Everybody doesn't want to know how to use it. They just want to, like, look at this idiot behind me. You know, right on my tail because, hey, I'm not going fast enough. You know? What's he driving, a Mercedes or something? You know? I sometimes wonder about people. If you're running late, buddy, get up earlier. Yep, there he goes. Found himself in the corner. Now he's going to be whizzing by. Listen. I gotta calm down. Here's some perfidious biddies. Everybody wants it. customer's 4 megabit link. Can't wait to get it. I mean, Skype, you Skyping up a storm. Until he promoted it too much, and now everybody and their second cousin says, Skype me, Skype me, Skype me. And sorry, Adam, you know, I was one of those people that when I put Skype in my computer the first time, I typed in your name and said, yeah, you know, put it in my address book. Problem with Skype was that it did not allow me to bypass sending you a message. I had absolutely no way of getting around it. I mean, I'm one of those that's just curious, you know, if you're online, fine. If you're not online, who cares? Remember iChat from the Mac? You could put in people's email addresses or their .Mac user ID. Man, I had a list of 125 of them that I just put in. Just, you know, I was just curious to see who was online and when, kind of stuff. You could call me an iChat hacker. Yeah, hack those names. I was one of those people that I had so many names in my iChat, it broke. Yep, Apple, when they designed it, sort of had a limit of 250 some odd names in your address book. If you look for iChatting, anything over that, broke iChat. So, I helped find that bug and we squished it good time. You know, people want to know what's going on. Unfortunately for celebrities like you, there's other people out there that want to do more than just, oh, look, Adam's online. Let me send him a hello. Right? So that's why you've got 5,000 of those. Please add me to your contact books, you know, we Skype. And now Skype is kind of, like, pretty much useless to you, at least under the Adam Curry name. So I can make up something, you know, like Potter Prince. No, that's too common. Just, you know, make up some other alias created in Skype. Let your, you know, 5 closest friends and your 3 enemies know about what it is, and then, you know, be done with it. And you can, you know, log on, get Skype all you want, and the rest of the world won't even know you're there. It's just, you know, it's your celebrity, you know, live with it kind of thing. Speaking of celebrity, you know, I don't want to be a celebrity. Take 2. I think I'm running out of things to say, so this is a good time to end the cassette cast from the car. It was 70 miles an hour, and now it's raining. Well, anyway, I've had enough. I'm sure you've had enough, and it's probably been about 15 minutes anyway. And signing off, goodbye, sayonara. If this ever makes it to Opencast, the process will probably be from my cassette recorder to my Mac, through some kind of conversion process. I think there's a shareware thing out there called Audio Corder, something like that. And then I might pop it into GarageBand and add some background music besides the recording CDs.